This week, communities on the North Slope are celebrating their final whaling festivals, or Nalukituk. Each of the captains who successfully catches a whale, either during spring or fall whaling, hosts a giant gathering for distributing the meat. APRN's Ann Hillman attended a Nalukituk in Barrow last weekend.
Elders and families arrived early on a chilly Barrow morning to stake out their seats in the dusty makeshift arena. A wide ring of high, white plastic walls block the wind and are lined with benches, camp chairs, and coolers. Martha Stackhouse sits with her family, bowls ready for the first round of soup.
Our culture is Inupiaq, and we are whalers, first of all. That's the main thing. We are whalers. And we've always been whalers from the past, and we still carry it on even today.
Stackhouse and others explain that whaling occupies the entire year. The Inupiaq hunt bearded seals in the summer to make skin boats, which they then use to hunt bowhead whales in the fall. Winter comes, and they distribute whale meat during Thanksgiving, Christmas, and other feasts. In the spring, they use the boats to hunt whales again and start to distribute meat during Nalukituk. The captain comes on the microphone, and the festivities begin.
All right. What a beautiful day. Thank God. Praise the Lord.
The festival starts with the whaling crew and captains gathered in a circle to say a prayer.
Happy goodness, don't give up. The island, keep going, keep going, keep going.
The prayer is followed quickly by the first round of food, duck and caribou soup.
All right, find a partner and we'll start serving. Yeah.
Rebecca Brower says the day is about being together.
Because everything given to us is prepared from the heart and soul and shared. And a lot of love is put into it too. Yeah, joyous occasion. Yeah, and the preparation time takes a lot of preparation, and it can get costly as well, financially costly, but they don't worry about that part.
The whaling captains and their families provide food to feed hundreds. The captain calls out the numbers that adorn the walls of the arena, guiding servers to community members who haven't received any yet. And they don't just give food to eat right then. Every guest pulls out boxes of Ziploc bags to be filled with whale meat, fruit, cake, and other delicacies. They pack their coolers with whale to supplement their diet until the next feast.
Okay, don't forget number 10. Number 10.
In addition to massive chunks of muktuk, which is skin and blubber, people also serve...
Mikiyak is, it's muktuk from the whale and meat from the whale and the tongue. And you mix it with the blood of the whale, and you put a little bit of sugar, and you keep on stirring it every day, and they serve it at Nalukituk.
A group of kids eagerly explain what's coming next. People devour plates of the fermented meat and blood. They describe it as sweet, tangy, or earthy. After their stomachs settle a bit from hours of eating, 12-year-old Sadie Brower says they participate in the blanket toss.
The blanket toss was used in the olden days to look out in the ocean for seals and stuff.
Now it's done in celebration.
It feels good, but once you go on, your heart will start beating, like you'll get scared. And then once you get used to it, you'll
have fun.
The blanket is made of thick skin sewn together with rope loops around the edge. Ropes from each corner extend over a 6-foot-tall wooden post and are firmly attached to the ground. Groups of people pull out the edges of the blankets as individuals climb on. The taut skin propels the jumpers 10 feet into the air or more. Talented jumpers do backflips. Others just try not to bounce off the blanket onto the ground far below. The festivity extends into the night and finally ends about 12 hours later at midnight with Eskimo dancing. Men beat handheld skin drums and sing as groups of people, from elders to toddlers, dance. They bend their knees and stand in place, making different arm movements. Together, they rejoice in the bounty of the hunt and celebrate who they are, the whalers. In Barrow, I'm Ann Hillman.